Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Inside the Monster. This is the series preview for Red Sox Blue Jays in Toronto. The Red Sox are red hot. They have won 7 games in a row. That is the longest winning streak in Major League Baseball. They've swept 2 teams in a row. That's wicked awesome. The team's buzzing. Everyone's playing well. They'll be without a couple of players in Toronto, unfortunately. But before we break this series down, this preview, it's time for the pitching matchups, and that means it's time for Joey Capone.
Okay, it is a 3-gamer in the 6, actually, this time. Let's go, game 1 is going to be TBD versus Kevin Gausman. The Sox have not formally announced who is starting tomorrow, but Kevin Gausman has a 3.19 ERA on the year. He's allowed just 1 run in 14 innings against the Red Sox this year, but that was against the April Sox. Wait till you see the June Sox, Kev.
Hey-o.
June Gausman has a 5.5 ERA in 18 innings.
Wow.
Having faced the Twins, the Tigers, the O's, and the White Sox.
Wow.
I repeat, a 5.5 ERA this month against those teams.
Wow.
Yikes. It is the Twins, Tigers, O's, White Sox. Tough. Game 2 is Michael Wacha versus Ross Stripling. Stripling didn't come into this year as a starter. He began with 2 relief appearances, followed by 5 starts, 6 more relief appearances, and now coming into his 5th consecutive start. Over his last 4 starts, he has a 1.31 ERA and 2.2 FIP. He has found it, as they say. Michael Wacha continues to be awesome, remains near the top of the league in hard hit percentage and barrel percentage. He has a 2.19 ERA in the month of June and has struck out 21 in 24 innings. And game 3 is going to be Nick Pivetta versus Alek Manoah. Alek, hey Steve, you're going to love this one. More like Manua, am I right? Because he stinks. Boom! Not really, though, because he has a 2.05 ERA on the year.
I was going to say, isn't he great?
He's awesome. Yeah, he has a 2.05 ERA on the year, but he has a 2.63 in the last month, if that means anything.
Wow.
He went 7 innings in his last time out against the Sox, allowing 3 hits and no runs. Yeah, he doesn't really stink. He's pretty good. Nick Pivetta, though, is Canadian. Could we see a little extra magic from Nicky from up north, back in his hometown of Canada? Yeah, he's from that town. In his 9 career starts versus the Jays, this is a tough stat, Steve. There's nothing good to pull out of this. In his 9 career starts versus the Jays, Nick has only 1 scoreless outing. That did come last August. He has 32 earned runs in 47 innings pitched.
But this is potential all-star Nick Pivetta this year.
This is potential all-star Nick Pivetta, and it's important to remember, he's Canadian.
He's from Canada.
So that's going to do it for your pitching preview, Steve.
Time for the weather update in Toronto, Canada. Canada being the hometown of Nick Pivetta. On Monday night specifically, 7:07. I always like when the games are the same time for the whole series.
Are they all
7:07 for all three? It makes your schedule a little easier. You know exactly when you're going to get your socks. Monday night, it is going to be 54 degrees. That is less than great, with a 5% chance of rain. Tuesday night, 61 degrees, 58% chance of rain. Wednesday night, 57 degrees, 14% chance of rain. If you're going, that's what it's going to be like, heading to the ball yard, heading to Rogers Center. I'm not even going to call that the ball yard, because Fenway is the ball yard. Rogers Center is just the place they happen to play baseball in Canada. But obviously, it's a dome. That's more. We just always want to educate the people. You know, if you're going to the game, maybe have a coat if it's raining for Tuesday. That's basically what we're telling you there. So the Toronto Blue Jays are.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
Yeah, they've been playing some not so great ball recently. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. They have fallen a game and a half behind the Boston Red Sox. The Sox moved into second place in the AL East for the first time since April 17th. It had been a long time since it went Yankees-Red Sox in the AL East, and now they are finally there. And I got to say, Joey, after what Gausman was doing earlier in the year, I can't believe that stat you just threw at me. That's crazy. What was it again? It's a 5-something ERA in his last...
In the last month, it goes from... It's from like May 28th and then through June. He's a 5.15 ERA. Over 18 innings, and those came against the Twins, Tigers, O's, White Sox.
To me, though, he's got a 3.19 on the year, so still low threes, which is impressive. 5-6 record. Mm-hmm. I know no one cares about records, but yeah, Stripling 3.08, Manoah 2.05. I mean, collectively, the starters you're seeing in the series have like a 3 ERA.
And Stripling, I mean, that's not a fair assessment of Stripling, because I mean, he had some relief appearances where he struggled. It's as a starter, he's better than that ERA.
Yeah, in terms of like as starters, these guys have like a mid-2 ERA collectively, the three starters you can see. So
yeah,
obviously this is a very important series for many different reasons. You want to stay atop the wild card standings. That is very important to host that series. And of course, we're not counting the division out. The Yankees are 11 games up. We're not counting it out. It's going to be very difficult to catch them, but it is still June. And overall, though, I think the Cleveland series, Joey, it mattered because the Guardians are a good team. They're not a great team, but they're a good team. When you went into that series, they are a division-leading team. You now bumped them back to second place in the Central. But the Jays, this is different. This is in-division. It's a team that has World Series aspirations. You got studs all the way down the lineup. The pitching staff is good. It's just a different kind of vibe, and this is going to be a real prove-it series. Well, some would say the Guardians was, and to a certain degree it was, going to Toronto and winning this series to finish June undefeated in series would be very impressive, and I think that would put them on a different level of, like the Sox are really a team that you got to worry about.
Yeah. So we've brought this up a few times, that stats, chunked off this chapter of the season a while ago. Talked about getting, 26 wins over these, I don't remember how many games it was.
Yeah, good stretch.
But they hit that 26 win mark, by the way, a while ago. So, I mean, they hit the number that he threw out there. But still, I mean, it feels like a very segmented part of the series, and this is really closing it out, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Cleveland was the appetizer for the entree that is the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays is the meat here. You're a game and a half above them, which, I mean, is only the case because of the past few days of baseball.
Yeah.
Because of that, the worst-case scenario, you know, if you come away with three losses here, you're, help me out with this math here, Steve, you're 1.5 behind them.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Could certainly be in a worse position than you are coming into it. But this definitely feels like the most important series of the season so far.
It does. And as you go along here, and I know they mentioned this in the broadcast a lot, of Cora's talking about, all right, you want to get to 500. You want to get 5 games over .500. You want to get 10 games over .500. They're now at the point of being 11 games over .500 with what I would call a prove-it series. Like, this is really, this is to cap off, kind of like you're saying, this is capping off this run, and then July is something.
A whole other monster. July, a whole other monster.
If you can get by, if they win this series, this would be such an important series to win, and I don't give a damn how you do it. If they win in some cheap way, or they get a call that goes their way, or a bounce that goes their way, who cares? If you can leave Toronto and head to Chicago, which, even though the Cubs aren't good, anytime I see that logo, I'm like, oh, that's an enormous series. I mean, it's a big deal because it's, you go into Wrigley and they never play there. And Joey and I wanted to be there. We couldn't really figure it out. We'll be there the next time they're there. We have our July trip coming up a little bit later in the month. But it's going to be a lot of pressure for the Sox. And there's more of a target on their back now. Let's be honest. You know, you've gone, what, 32-12 since starting 10-19. And if you had asked us after they started 10-19, I don't think anyone would have said, first off, that they would have gone 32-12 after that, but that they already would have been the leading wild card team and July hadn't even started yet. Like, that's the thing that really is crazy to me. And that's another reason why you got to keep your foot on the gas here, because if you immediately give that back up to the Jays, and all of a sudden now it's, okay, back and forth you go, and the Yankees just kind of keep cruising off into the sunset. Like, that's what you're trying to avoid here. You're trying to stay, you got to second place, stay in that top wild card spot, and continue to improve as you go into some pretty tough games coming up in July.
Oddly enough, coming out of this series with a series W only grows that target on your back.
No, it does.
You know?
But it at least, I think there's something to be said about proving to yourself how good you are.
Yeah. And divisionally again, playing divisionally again, because that's so much of July is Yankees, Rays, and then the Rays, and then the Yankees, and then the Yankees, then the Rays.
Yeah.
I think that's the only teams you play. I think it is like actually like 90% divisional games. Is there like one series that's not divisional?
Well, the end of the month, they have a pretty big homestand where they host Jays and then Guardians, Brewers. So there's
a
stretch
Guardians
here.
And Brewers the only ones throughout the whole month?
Well, the Cubs to start.
Oh, so right.
Yeah. But there's a stretch here from July 4th, which is actually our country's Independence Day. I don't know if you knew
no
that.
No way, this one?
Yeah. It's just this July 4th. The other ones weren't. So
we
July 4th.
Make food outside.
Yeah, I'd say we make food outside and maybe go to the beach and then shoot up some fireworks. No, I know. That was worded wrong. But shoot up fireworks, kids.
Yeah.
From July 4th to July 24th, it's all division with the All-Star break in between there. So you have two straight weeks of just Rays Yankees, which I kind of hate, by the way. I don't like – about that doesn't feel right. That feels like something wrong in the schedule. Two straight weeks of the same opponent, like you can't really catch anybody by surprise there when you're just constantly seeing the same guys.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like playoffs, but I like it, but it also – it stinks that those are both good teams. Maybe not the Rays. The Rays have also cooled off.
Solid. Yeah, the Rays are good. They're not great. I think earlier in the year when we were looking at them, it's like, how are they playing this well? It didn't really add up. And they won a couple games against the Sox. They had no real business winning. So I would say, like we mentioned earlier, this is a prove-it series for the Red Sox. Yes, you went to Cleveland. You swept them. That matters. But you're playing a better team, and I would argue a much better team in the Blue Jays, and a team that's what they would probably tell you is underperforming. And I know they're 3-7 the last time. I'm just talking on the season. They expected to be what the Yankees are doing. So the fact that they are where they are, it's a prove-it series for them as well. It's a prove-it on both sides, Joey.
Yeah. I mean, they expected to be neck and neck with the Yankees. That's obviously not the case. But I think leaving the Guardians series with a sweep is... not enough can be said about that. I mean, you leave this one,
that's
and you're like, hey, guys, hey, who cares? Yeah, we dropped one, but whatever. You know, trying to shrug that off, and I mean, I'm sure they probably could have. But not having to, not having to put that in your rearview mirror and like, not let that distract you. Move on to the next thing. It's one game. You don't have to do that. No, we've been dominating.
Yeah.
We've won six in a row.
Seven
in a row. Wow.
Yeah, they just added one on for the hell of it. They're like,
today,
nah,
they played today?
Yeah, they just played a doubleheader. It was nuts.
Did they win?
Yep, and so it went. Yeah, they haven't lost since that Saturday game against the Cardinals where they got smoked, the one we were at, 11-2.
That one hardly counted.
I know, because it was a blowout, so it doesn't count.
They were going out that night.
Whatever. They were like, we don't want these guys to be stressed out, all right? They're hitting the town. They got to be,
They brought in Robles and Sawamura back-to-back.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
That's not a baseball game.
No, not at all. One thing, Joey, I wanted to bring up. Canada is rigging the All-Star ballots, and it's something that needs to be mentioned and needs to be addressed. There's just no way for a Blue Jays team that is a game and a half behind the Red Sox. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 All-Star starters right now. What are we doing? What are we talking about? This is a bunch of malarkey.
The biggest one, the biggest indictment on the All-Star voting is Bo Bichette just destroying other shortstops. Like Xander Bogaerts. This is one of those moments where somebody should step in. Somebody should step in and be like, no, it's not going to be
like
Bo
Bichette. This isn't how it should go. Four All-Star starters, five guys that are in All-Star position right now. So I get it with Vladdy. I don't know next to anything about Kirk. I should know way more about this Alejandro Kirk guy. You know when somebody just like slips through the cracks? This guy's got a million votes. Is he the leading? He's the leading vote getter of catchers, first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, shortstops, DHs. This guy has more votes than Shohei. Like, what are we talking about? How are more people not realizing that Canada's rigging the ballots?
I was gonna say, is this like a meme in Canada? That they're like, let's get everybody in the country to vote for Alejandro Kirk.
This guy's hitting .318. He's got a .916 OPS, 9 homers, 28 RBIs. Like, yippee. He's having a good year. But to be the lead vote getter behind it goes Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Alejandro Kirk. Get out of here with that. This is rigged and I won't stand for it.
There's what, like 25, 30 million people in Canada?
Yeah.
How much longer are they going to go? A week maybe of All-Star voting?
I think they go a little. I don't know. I don't know the exact date, but it's around a week or 2 weeks, essentially. So it's, I don't know. I just don't like what
don't
I'm seeing.
That.
I don't like I don't what I'm that. Seeing here. It's fishy. Doesn't smell right. Alejandro Kirk being right behind Mike Trout and ahead of Shohei Ohtani. What are we doing? That's garbage, and I won't stand for it. But series predictions, Joey. Let me know what you got for this series. I just got one. I think Pivetta, there was a lot on the line for Nick Pivetta. You and I are probably making a bigger deal out of this than it really is, but this guy can be an all-star. He can be an all-star. The potential is there. The stats are there. Obviously a rough start to the season, but he has been so, so good in his last 10 starts. I'm going to get the exact numbers, but I did not see this coming. I didn't see the beginning of the year coming, and I didn't see this coming. I thought it was going to be somewhere in between. Last 10 starts, he's got a 1.85 ERA. He is 8-1 in those starts. The team is 8-2. A FIP of .295. He's got a 1.80 batting average against in that span over 10 games. Just dominance. Absolute dominance.
That's crazy.
And he's going, 68? For 10, he's basically 7 innings a start, which is like, that's enormous. So Nick Pivetta in his hometown of Canada has a chance to punch his ticket to Los Angeles and the All-Star game, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Real quick, just because it took me a second to get these numbers up here, Alejandro Kirk over the last month from May 24th to June 24th, hitting .400 with a .1238 OPS.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that'll do it. But I know he's having a good year. I definitely didn't know he was having this good a year, but no reason to be ahead of Shohei and some of these other, because you got to know when I'm saying this, it's not it's not all about stats. All-star voting is not always about stats. That's not, it's about,
you can be a star without being, you know, league leading and blank.
It's just when you're a leading vote getter, you're a face of the league guy. You're an Aaron Judge. You're a Trout. You're an Otani. You're not Alejandro Kirk. Like, it's, yeah. I just don't like what's going on in that small town of Canada. They are rigging the ballots. But what do you got, Joey, for predictions?
I'll say this.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give us the old ITM special.
You think so? The two and one?
2-1 in that order. I think that's how it happens. I think Gossman's been struggling.
Yeah.
I think you can get around on him. I think Waka is just on right now.
Mm.
And then, I mean, the numbers of Nick Pivetta and the numbers of Alek Manoah would just lead you to believe that that's going to look one-sided.
Yeah.
That could be
a lot of zeros.
Who knows? I mean, you never know. But I that's my guess here. That's going to be my prediction. I don't know about individuals. I just don't have a feel for this series.
I don't either. I got none. I think it's good to be honest. I'm not. Well, it feels like we haven't seen the Jays in ages.
That's the thing.
I'm not going out of my way to catch Jays scores. I'm not watching their games. I do check the scores in terms of the wild card standing. So it's like, I'll see them when I can. But it's, it's like you're feel like you haven't played them since last season. So it's been a while. They've created this Alejandro Kirk character and made him, you know, God up there in Canada. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All we know is it's a prove it series. You're facing some really good pitchers. You are on a 7-game winning streak and have absolutely dominated since starting the year 10-19. And where does that leave them? We shall see in the sixth. That game on Wednesday is nice. Pivetta Manoah. I know pitchers all the time say, oh, I'm not facing the other pitcher. You know, I'm facing the lineup. But there's something to be said for Nick Pivetta pitching in his hometown of Canada against Alek Manoah, a guy that's always ready to yell and to prove he's that guy. My blood gets boiling with Manoah.
I want to look up where Nick Pivetta is actually from.
His hometown's Canada.
Oh, yeah, he's from Canada. Check that out.
It's like New York, New York. He's from Canada, Canada.
Yeah, he's from Victoria, British Columbia.
Yeah.
So he definitely... Yeah, no, he grew up a Mariners fan, definitely. He's like incredibly close to Seattle.
Yeah.
He's like right over the border.
Yeah, that's way over there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Pacific.
Yeah.
Like in Puget Sound, like across from Seattle. So this is not in any way like a homecoming. I did think, I saw something recently that was like 70% of the Canadian population all lives in like a straight line between like Toronto and Quebec City. It's just like everybody lives right there. It's a ridiculous stat. It's like 95% of Canadians live south of Seattle. Which is, I mean, silly.
That is crazy.
So you just assume that he's from over there. But yeah, no, he's from like the Vancouver, Seattle area. So there's actually like nothing on the line for him.
It's like a guy getting called up to like the Sox and he's from, I don't know,
Tucson.
He's from San Diego and we're like, big homecoming in Boston tonight for this guy.
He's nothing. I mean, I guess the flag. They're going to sing the Canadian anthem.
Yeah, and that's going to get them all jazzed up because it's like, you guys are from here. I'm from here. You root for this team. I play for the Sox. So I'm going to represent Boston and the Sox in the six. That's what he's doing. He's representing
Sox in the six, baby.
He's representing the Sox in the six. That's what Nick Pivetta is doing. But he's going up against, oh, man, Manoah's good. I hate to admit it. He is very good. So we will see what happens in this series. Last thing I got for you, Joey, is some trivia. What year did Rogers Center open? The home of the Blue Jays. What year did it open?
Dude, I just don't know if they won their World Series. I don't know if they were at the Rogers Center when they won their World Series. Oh, God. I'm going to say like all of those big concrete structures were all built in the 70s. So I'm going to go a little bit later than that because it's got a roof. I'm going to go like 83.
Oh, 1989. Now, I like your logic. I like how you got to your answer. But 1989, and then they won a couple titles after that. So that is the trivia for the day. We should get a sponsor for that. As of right now, it's Jim's Bubblegum. That's
chew it up.
Yep, chew it. Chew that gum. So that will do it for the series preview. Red Sox, Blue Jays from Toronto, Canada. Canada is the hometown of Nick Pivetta. He is going on Wednesday. And I'm excited. One thing, Joey, even though we might not have a great feel for the series, I'm very excited for the series. This feels there's certain
series
ones
of the
you
year so far.
There's certain ones that you circle and you're like, this one's a little different. So it kind of feels like it deserves a weekend, but it gets Monday to Wednesday. So it gets the end of June. Can the Red Sox finish June undefeated in series? That would be nutso. We'll see if it'll happen. For Joey Capone, I am Steve Peralt. Go Sox, kid.